And so now we're going to have an opportunity to hear from some youth who are on the mission trip about their experience and what God was doing in their lives. And so our first is Elias Perez.
Set your church on fire.
It's a good song. It's awesome. Just give me 1 second. Sorry, I wrote some stuff down. Perfect. So, good morning. My name is Elias Perez. Some of you may know me, and some of you may also know that 2 weeks ago, our youth group went on a mission trip to Tennessee. We spent a full week doing various mission work and praising God in the town of Winchester and the city of Nashville, doing everything from gardening and cleaning to working hands-on with children and helping them learn how to read. Each day was a different experience where we gained insight and new perspectives on local and global issues such as homelessness, domestic abuse, and even racism and sexism. One of the most meaningful parts of the trip was making connections and interacting with the people of the community there. We met people who had overcome struggles many of us might not ever think of having, as well as people who were still going through difficult times. Being able to hear their stories gave me a whole new perspective on the reality of this world for so many people. For example, during one of the days we were in Nashville, we got to meet a man who had experienced homelessness and were given the opportunity to listen to his stories. He had a disability, which made his story even more powerful, and listening to everything he had overcome just left me in awe. We were also given the chance to interact with many children in the community and help them become better readers, a necessary skill everyone needs. Most, if not all, of these kids were living in poverty, and being able to help them keep up with school while still having fun was very rewarding. And overall, this trip helped youth grow spiritually, strengthened our relationships. We even grew closer with the adults, teaching them new phrases and modern trends. Who could have guessed that sharing a bathroom for a week brings people together? You know. So excited for college. Thanks for listening, guys.
Our next person to share is Dan Barton.
So might not be as well as Elias's, but on this trip I had many wonderful experiences, and I have a few of the most meaningful ones. On the day that we were working with the children, it was at a place called Project Transformation, and I was working in the crafts room, and I got to and meet this little girl, and her name was her name was London, and she got to, after the woman introduced us as all the volunteers, she came and gave each and every single one of us a hug, which was really nice. And then on one of the days, we got to work with Open Table Nashville, and we got to go out and see the homeless population and how they lived on the streets of Nashville and how we could help out. And we got to hear a story from the man that Elias was talking about. And then on the last day that we were there, we got to go to Blue Monarch, which was powerful because we got to meet women who had been in abuse situations, had been incarcerated, or had substance abuse problems. And they got to meet, and they got to get their children back, and we got to hear a couple stories from them. So that was very, very powerful.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Elias. You know, I'm a preacher and a pastor, so you give me a microphone, I'm going to talk. I just wanted to thank this congregation because this mission trip would not have been possible without your continuous support and funds that you gave for the youth to go on this mission trip. And I really, really love the passage that was chosen for today. It comes from The Message, which is a sort of more loose translation of the Bible. But I love the line that says, you do not need a lot of extra equipment. You are the equipment. And that's what this mission trip was all about. This mission trip was about going and serving and being with, serving with people and realizing that God calls us. And so now my wife Shelby and I have put together a video to kind of share the experience of the mission trip that I would like for you to see. Again, thank you for all of your support and all that you do to support the youth ministry. And it is still not too late to volunteer to go on next year's mission trip, to come and teach Sunday school, all to volunteer with the youth program. And I am looking for volunteers, so please let me know. Other than that, I believe we will stand and sing our hymn, Here I Am, Lord.